has there been more of a concerted effort this week to maybe fix some things on defense that have been kind of bothering you guys the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I think any time you have a bye week, you kind of go back to basics and fundamentals, and that's all we've done is, you know, gives you a chance to kind of take a look, do some self-scouting, and see, all right, where we've been missing. You can look at the whole body of work, and it's pretty obvious what we need to work on, and you try to address it. And I think most of all, it gave us a little breather. Everybody come back with a fresh attitude and ready to turn this thing around.
Do you think the defense is at the point where it needs input from, you know, any of the players or the veterans like yourself to, you know, do some things or it taking some, I guess, advice on the run defense especially?
I think ultimately you got to trust your coaches. We've got good coaches. They're going to put us in the right spots. It's up to us to execute, though, and it's up to us to demand perfection from our teammates. And, you know, if you're supposed to be in a gap, be in that gap. If you're supposed to make the tackle, make the tackle. And those are things where leadership comes in and whatnot. And, you know, you always need it. But in particular, when you're struggling, people got to step forward.
Have the practices been more physical?
We put the pads on today, and I think we needed to. Everyone knows we're facing traditionally, and I know from watching them this year, if not the most physical team in the league, one of the most physical football teams in the league. For years, they've prided themselves on that, and we know we're going to get a steady dose of that. We've got to be able to answer it.
John, did you ever think the Colorado sports team would overshadow you guys?
You know, I think, you know, ever since I've been here, this is a Broncos town, but I think it's great. You know, I think there's enough to go around for everyone, enough love to go on, and they've certainly earned the right to have this town right now in the state, and with what they've done, it's really special, and I think it's inspirational for everyone, and I think we could really look at it because there was a point during their season where everyone was writing them off, and it was only the guys in that locker room that continued to believe in themselves, and that's what we've got to do. And most of all, we're just pulling for those guys.
You ever seen a streak like that? 2021.
I went around in 1936 or whatever when the Cubs were doing it. So no, it's phenomenal. It really is, and you know, it's just it's incredible. They're unfazed by anything. I mean, they faced Cy Young winners, last year's Cy Young winner, this year's probable Cy Young winner. Doesn't matter. Whoever's thrown out there, they just go get the job done, and they're playing with a level of confidence that's awesome, and it's been fun to watch.
Have your kids ask you for any extra Rockies gear? Daddy, can we have some?
Well, they want to go to every game, unfortunately. A little past their bedtime and mine.
Ordinarily, you wouldn't think about – some guys wouldn't think about football a lot during the bye week, but going on Fox, you find yourself kind of still focused on what's going on.
Yeah, you know, if you go in there, you want to do a good job, so try to prepare and catch up on what's going around the league. I think sometimes you get so focused on your own team. I had to do some studying around the league and whatnot. Obviously not too well with my picks, but it was fun. No doubt about it. It's fun. It's going on, talking football, having, and those guys have a great time.
When your career's done down the line, do you see that as a future option?
That's something I've certainly interested in entertaining. I used to know that's what I wanted to do. You know, I went back to kind of test it again. All right, is this something I want to do in the future? And I had a great time. And so we'll see. I think it's a great opportunity to still stay involved with the game. I keep mentioning, but that's what those guys do out there. They have a ton of fun, and you're talking football, and getting paid to do it, not a bad deal.
If you do that, you see yourself as a studio guy, or what guy wants to be at the games?
I don't know. I haven't done the other one. The studio is real fun. I could see the attraction of being at the game. You're talking more football. The studio is a little more entertainment. But all in all, I love the game, and it's a way to stay involved. And I think I would love to coach, but I like seeing my kids. I got plenty of them, so yeah. That's probably out. So it might be an option.
So what was your pick record this week?
I think I was 3-2. I tried to go with my buddies down in Houston, Coops and Rick Smith and them, but that didn't work out too well. But, you know, what can you say?
John, with Pittsburgh coming back for the first time since the AFC Championship, is that loss still stick with you?
Stings, man. Knowing that we were one game away, and, you know, anytime you get that opportunity, I've had it three times, you know, in my career. One time we went on to the Super Bowl, and those other two games sting like no other losses in my career, because you just know how close you are. And, You know, the time in Tampa, we're 3 minutes away. That one really stings. Pittsburgh came in here and just beat us that day. When you have a 13-3 year and you get someone at your house and that kind of thing, everything was stacking up, right? We just didn't finish the job. And let's hope we get an opportunity to get back to a situation like that. And if you're doing that, you're doing all right.
Because it is rare, right, to get to that chance.
It's tough. And to have them, like I said, in your place. And they came out, played an extraordinary game that day. And we got to expect their best shot this week.
You got to really gear up mentally, because it was a physical game you guys won last year too. You got to gear up mentally.
It's just something that goes along with football. As long as I've been in this league, regardless, for years it was Bill Cowher as their coach. I know Mike Tomlin, he's a guy who preaches physical football. It's going to be a physical football game. Last year I think we won that match at their place. I'm sure that's in their head, even though the new coach and whatnot. And regardless of how the game plays out, we know it will be physical.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.